Hola, this is Joe Rivera, and I'm going to explain the history of the Great Chicago Fire that happened in October 1871. According to legend, on the evening of October 8th, Miss Catherine O'Leary was milking her cow in her barn at 137 West Colburn Street on the city's west side. Around that time, a fire ignites in the barn. Just before 9 p.m., O'Leary's next door neighbor runs to the neighborhood fire alarm to set an alert to the watchtowers at the city's courthouse. The night operator sends a telegraph to the firefighters but fails to notify the firehouse closest to the fire. By the time the firefighters reach to the O'Leary barn, about 20 minutes after the first alarm, the fire has spread throughout the block. The watchman rings the bell in the courthouse tower. The sound was heard all over the city. People look up to see the sky filled with flames. The wind was so strong that it pushes the fire north and east all the way to the banks of the river. Many people did not expect the fire would be able to cross the Chicago River. They thought that it would stop there. The river was not that wide, but it had been an effective barrier for fire protection. Around 11:30 p.m., the river is in flames from just kind of the grease and the things that were the pollutants of the water. Once the Chicago fire jumps over the river, a firestorm tears through the city's business district. The heat helped generate its own wind in those areas of extreme heat. The fire begins to spin and look like a burning tornado. Around 2:30 a.m. in the morning, the fire jumps the river a second time, and the wind sends fiery embers into the North District towards the city's only water pumping station. The wooden roof ignites soon, it collapses, knocking out the city's water supply. During the night of October 9th, a cold front moves towards Chicago. The temperature dropped quite a bit from the 85 mark and was in the 50s by the 10th, and they had some rain with that frontal system. The cold front moved in and causes precipitation to occur over the city. Early Tuesday morning it started to rain. It helped the people and the city. Nearly 30 hours after the fire began, The rain extinguishes what is left of the flame. It was a light rain, but some people believe that fire just burned itself out. The fire had burned approximately 4 square miles. All the lawyers' offices, major hotels, major department stores, major banks, and even businesses are destroyed. They were all gone. Nearly 300 people are dead, and over 100,000 people are homeless. 17,450 buildings were destroyed, causing an estimated of $3 billion damage in the city. To survive, Chicagoans must outrun the inferno. There was no other choice for them to go. The fire was spreading faster than a man could walk. Nobody knew which way to run. Many people said that the Chicago fire was the best thing they could have in Chicago. But the Chicago fire was one of the largest fires in the country that lasted for 2 days from October 8th to October 10th, 1871. They recovered quickly by the 1880s as the population had reached 500,000. This is one of the Chicago's worst things that happened in the city, and they hope that it will never happen again. That is the history of the Great Chicago Fire. Thank you.